For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning, our listening audience. I think of you just so often. Thank you for these reports. Thank you for your questions and your prayer requests that are coming in. And it's actually because of those. It was on Monday that we received four urgent requests within 1 hour. And the Lord redirected my itinerary, if you will, of how I felt this week's shows should go. And he said, I want you to pull out of Isaiah 37 and 38 and get Hezekiah's prayer on the air. And it will also be incorporated in our every Friday. We're endeavoring to do this Ask Anna. And what I've done, brothers and sisters, I've got some women who are very proficient in researching the Word of God. And I love it because I'm a researcher. But what happens is if I'm getting certain ideas to answer someone, and it's so wonderful to me to know that I can send an email and say, hey, so-and-so, what do you find with this, da-da-da-da, and they'll look it up as well. And our goal is to get as much info to you as we possibly can to help you. We are a teaching and equipping ministry. We want to encourage. We want to show you, give you tools, show you, you know, perhaps ways that God has helped us in many areas. And in doing so, the goal, of course, to bring just so many, whomsoever, to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But these four urgent requests caused me to say, man, this is like a state of panic in these women. And so the Lord was showing me out of Hezekiah's prayer how to get from praying from a place of panic and anxiety to pray from a foundation of trust and confidence. And so we began these. These will always be uploaded to my website. Go to the radio menu page, anadineministries.com. But Hezekiah, he gets a report. We've talked about how he already had turned his face to the wall in chapter 38, but we went one chapter prior to. He had four different crises that hit his lifetime. God spared his life in 38, but in chapter 37 is really where we get this little pattern of prayer. And the army of Assyria and Babylon, they were after Judah, always. And they were going to take him down. And Hezekiah shifts the center of his fear or concern from panic to God's character. You'll see in verse 16, we're in Isaiah 37, he cites God for who God is. Oh, Lord, you are Lord. That's the way to pray, brothers and sisters. Jesus taught us that. Our Father who art in heaven, we hallow your name. That's first and foremost. You're a worshiper, not just bringing petitions. Number two, we see the importance of Hezekiah focusing on God's character. That helps us to have confidence in our prayer. You see, and that's really an area of maturity then too. Jesus did it in the garden, nevertheless, not my will, God, but yours be done. He knew the character of the Father, but also he knew, you know what, I'm growing up, and it's not just about me anymore, it's about God's will getting accomplished, and God will take care of me in the process. Whew, that's a word for someone. Number three, look at the honesty of Hezekiah's prayer. He was not in denial. When you have a request or a plea, you know, to just act like it doesn't happen, that's wrong. However, in the request, talking about praying from a place of confidence, notice Hezekiah states and declares who God is at the same time he's praying. He declares his faith in the living God. He's honest. He says, God, these armies will cream us, but, see, our eyes are on you. Our trust is in you. When you're praying, brothers and sisters, oh, it's, yes, you go to God. But in the same breath, start going over the attributes of a mighty God who loves you and gave his life for you and so has a plan for you. Amen. You see that? And then number four, Hezekiah asks for his deliverance and for the nation's deliverance. Is that an end in itself? Oh, good, I got my answer. Of course not. It's never the end of itself just to get the answer. That's just self-interest. But it's all for the glory of God, isn't it, brothers and sisters? You know, Jesus said, yeah, I'll give you an answer speedily, but when I come, am I going to find faith? Am I going to find anyone trusting me on the earth? It's all for the glory of God. Hey, go to my website. I want to hear from you for our Christmas luncheon December 7th and hands and feet for the November 30th. God bless you. And I'll say happy Thanksgiving early. Thank you for joining me on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.